Gunwash News Time. I was just told by the man behind me this is not going to go well, but I'm excited. We have the number one pal in the house, Mr. Maximilian Bode, which is good news and bad news, of course, because Jeremy or Spliffington, whatever you want to call him, has some sort of thing going on.
His name is Spliff.
Well, you'll find out next on Gunwash. So stay tuned.
I'm not the supreme expert on cleaning guns, but I do know a little bit, and I'm just going to share my little tips and ideas with you.
Man, I got a lot of tongue in my mouth today.
Oh my goodness.
Here come Alice and Jerry and Eddie on their way to school. Uh-oh, what does Alice see?
Is there a dispute going on here at Gunwash? Are there disputes? Do we have disputes?
Yes.
Disputing over who should ride the truck.
Welcome to Gunwash. My name is Aaron. We're, of course, on gunwash.com. I guess there's no sound effects, so I'm going to feel really dumb when I talk if there's no applause and no explosions and things like that. But for those of you guys who are used to tuning in and hearing such things, I guess tonight you will not. My name is Aaron, and you're on Gunwash. And, of course, you can find us on gunwash.com 24/7 or live every Thursday night at 7:30 here at Heritage Radio Network. .org. And of course, the number to call in is 718-497-2128. I do not believe the phone lines
are open. I'm living in Crown Heights. I was listening to Gunwash on my computer screen.
It's interesting to be listening to your Gunwash on your computer screen, because tonight we actually have a special guest DJ. Now, I'm not, you know, it's a good thing and a bad thing, you know, because we certainly love our great pal Max Bode here, but
Ace.
I was actually told there was sort of a joke going on in the beginning of the show where you know, I was told that that Spliffington was, well,
my fault.
He's pissed. I don't know. I don't know what the current standing is with that, and I guess we'll find
Spliff
out.
Spliff wants to go fencing with me.
Well, then you know what? Get your saber ready or your rapier or whatever it is. All right. Well, listen, it's Gunwash, and tonight we're going to start off with a special selection from Max Bode. Now, this is very special. We don't often do this, and we're talking about one of the number one pals in the neighborhood.
VSOP.
Yeah, I mean, one of the main, guys here.
You miss me?
So, all right, I don't know. Look, I can tell that I'm a little upset tonight, but look, that's just how it is. If anyone can out there can please get me something to drink, and we could please pull up that...
Hi, this is Max Bode. I feel like shit, but I still listen to
Love crops up quite a lot of the subject thing about them, because most groups, most of their songs about falling in love or how happy they are to be in love. You occasionally wonder why these groups do sing about it all the time. It's because these groups think there's something very special about it.
We got it. Okay. Thank you, Gunwash. And that was Max Bowden. By the way, I'm very, very impressed. I think that was really great.
That was a good set.
Yeah, that was very good. Thank
great
you,
job.
Are you guys on the air tonight?
Yeah, we are,
oh,
Kelly.
Jesus
hey,
Christ.
Yes, we're on the air. You're ruining it. What's up?
So then why am I getting the kitschy episode 35
fault.
On the
Evan,
internet.
No,
turn
no,
Evan's
no,
mic
off. No, you know why? Because Kelly tunes in at like 7 o'clock
yeah,
getting
Kelly,
ready.
Yeah, exactly. Well, all right.
Hit
but
refresh,
that's,
Kelly.
Okay, you got to hit refresh.
Hit refresh.
She doesn't know how to use the computer. She's like my mom. Kelly, you got to hit refresh on your computer.
Jack, I'll change
refresh,
that for her.
Refresh? Like
yeah.
the circle thing?
Yeah, the circle
like,
thing.
Close
you gotta,
the player.
Yeah, exactly. Close it. You might as well just like close this, close your browser and like
you may
open
as well
it back
restart
up.
Your computer, unplug it.
You know, Evan, this stuff is cannot happen. We got to find a solution to this stuff.
Hey,
I'm sorry.
I'm working on it.
All right.
Okay.
All right, get off my phone. Bye. Get off my phone.
Bye. Yo, how...
Let me tell you something, man. No. When something's going on with production, Jesus, I got seven fucking people
all
yelling
right,
at me.
All right,
all
right. No,
God.
Listen, no,
Jack is still
no,
wavy
we're
from
not,
the other night.
No, Jack, listen. We're not yelling. I'll get to that, Armando. We're not yelling at you. We're yelling because we all think that we know what to do to help, especially Evan, the pizza eater. All right, before I get to anything.
Pizza face.
Before I get to anything.
The skater.
By the way, thanks for tuning in, Gunwash. It's been a long week for you guys who don't know that it has been. Because it has
tell
been.
Me about it.
And you know, let me tell you something. I can't, as much as I try to avoid it, because it's sort of embarrassing to me, because, you know, I don't really go out that much, and I go to bed early. But all week, I get these messages all at my desk, all day, all night, about the full service party. So I guess, you know, full service radio and full service party, which, by the way, has been going on as long as I've known this guy, Jack.
Full service.
I guess it's doing well. By the way, full service is on after us. It's on at 10. Or it's on at 10, right?
It's 9:30.
9:30 it'll be on.
Get it
Jesus
right.
Fucking Christ.
He's trying to sabotage your show.
All right. So basically, I got all these messages about the full service party. Now, I understand I didn't go. Now, I usually don't go, and it's. I know everyone gets mad at me, but this week,
You're not invited.
Now, listen, my friend who was in town, who's not in town very often, and like, look, I had to make that commitment. I don't get to see this woman, but three times a year. It warms my heart to see her.
I heard everybody wanted to go.
Well, I heard, Armando, actually, I did check in with you the next day after full service, and I gotta say, I'm a little jealous. I guess I missed out on quite a few things. Apparently, Evan got food poisoning. I believe him and don't believe him. I think you get anxious very easy. And you know, one of the reasons I think that is because, you know, I get like that too. Like, I get food poisoning anytime anyone wants me to go out. I feel sick. As soon as anyone asks me to do anything, I start to feel sick.
It smells like a publicity stunt.
Yeah. All right, so let's see, Armando. What did you say to me? It was important. I got to read it verbatim because, I mean, basically it was... Okay.
I wish I let you, but my phone died.
Okay, so the full service party, if you guys didn't go, this is a monthly party that takes place. Jack Inslee and Rectech, the men of Knife Show, put it on. They've been putting it on for many years. It's how I met them. And if you went last week, apparently it was crazy because according to Armando, our co-host here on Gunwash, he says, and I'm reading verbatim, quote, well, number one, the place was over capacity. So I'm assuming by true. That you mean that, so that little back room at Tandem was too many people.
I probably elbowed Sarah like 12 times.
All right, well, that means that people are going to the party. Apparently a lot, Brandeel, people going? A lot of people. All right.
Brandeel.
So.
Brandeel.
Wow. So a lot of people are going. All right, good. So that's good for everyone. That's good for Jack. Good for Jack.
Good thing we didn't go.
Number two. Jack threw an after party at his house till 9 a.m. Wow. So yep. So that's kind of, your lifestyle is kind of like 9 to 9, kind of.
9 to 9,
basically,
baby.
Yeah, man.
But you work full time on top of that.
Meanwhile, Evan got like 6 hours of sleep and he's tripping balls right now.
Well, let me tell you something. I identify with the god because if I don't get over 6.5 hours, I get very, in the mornings, I get very, very, I don't know. You know,
but, you
it's
know speaking of sleep, I feel like I'm dreaming right now. Like,
me too. Yeah, this week's very dreamy. Yeah. As a matter of fact, I'll tell you something. This week was real. Yeah.
So I'm basically sleeping right now.
Yeah, we're sleeping. Sleep is our favorite thing.
On a mirror.
Jack loves sleeping on mirrors.
Yeah, but I don't get to do it enough.
He doesn't get to do it enough because he works full time, and then from 9 to 9, he's partying, apparently. All right, so to elaborate, number three from Armando. Naked girls on his bed. Now we all know that. Jack.
Yeah, well, who gets? I don't even want the credit because you know that's just like I just
well,
want to take one for the team.
You have sort of your ways of socially sort of convincing people, and
I had to touch your boob in front of like 20 people to
So you got it started. So you're the fire starter. No. Yeah, you're the fire starter. Oh, you're the fire starter. You're the fire starter. Oh.
Fire crotch.
So that would be the if you can pull that song up quick.
Then we will really have a great time.
Okay, so naked girls on his bed. Now we all know that the book 50 Shades of Grey was written about Jack Inslee, and that we're all fine with that.
Truth.
I now want to read that book because I've seen people reading on it.
Well, Jack's no matter how much affection he gets from women, he desires it more and more and more.
It's like
some weird
thing. My heroin, man.
Yeah, it's some weird thing going on with you.
Well, you know what? I'm sure Jack Inslee's phone is ringing off the hook right now.
All right, we're almost done with the list.
I didn't even remember sending that list because I was like delirious. I haven't even slept in days.
Well, let me. Yeah, I know that's your. See, and Armando doesn't even do drugs or drink. His thing is just like living too much. Like he just lives too
yeah,
much.
Yeah, I just
like,
stay
you
up.
To, like stop living.
Yeah, I just stay
not
up
literally.
At night for no
you know
reason.
What I mean? Okay, naked girls on the bed. Armando, we think you probably caused that. That's fine. Jack loves that stuff. Number four.
Should I show off for my friends?
Yeah, well, hey, listen, you worked it out apparently pretty well.
I walked
naked
away.
Guy. No, I never had more than away. One naked girl in my bed. Yeah, he loaded the chicks in and then left. Oh, and listen, tell Max Bode, he can't be taking his time out there smoking cigarettes. He just because he thinks Jeremy Spliffington can take his time smoking. That doesn't mean he can.
I know.
He doesn't mean he can stand out there and do nothing. He's got to get in here and play. This guy. All right. Number four that Armando sent me. If I'm not mistaken, he met people he looked up to. What does that mean, Jack?
I did.
Did you? I think you did, though. Because you were, like, jocking somebody for
maybe,
a second.
Maybe you
who
met
Who was
someone.
I jocking for?
Who were we jocking? Who was Jack jocking?
I did. It was, like, some other DJ. Jack no, at the afters, at the party.
After
at
the afters?
Oh, obesity. Yeah.
Yeah, what's with that? Why do you jock
he's
him?
The man.
Yeah, but he was on your show, so clearly...
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah, but he was on your show, so why would you need to... I don't understand. Well, I mean, I understand he's amazing,
I don't,
but like,
I don't know.
Okay.
Because I'm soft.
Because you're a... No, it's because you're a nice guy. All right, fine.
Drugs.
Okay, and then the kicker, number five. He told everyone his name was Evan.
That's true.
And then he said, his full name, and I think we have a tape of that.
I have the tape. Yeah, I'll pull it up.
Do you want to pull it up now, or you want to wait?
Yeah. So this is a live recording from Full Service.
Okay. Wow, he really did it.
That's in front of like 500 people.
Yeah, that wow. Hey, that was your chance.
You
to
know,
get
it's like the most crowded fucking room that I played for.
In your life.
And I got a chance to shout out Knife Show, maybe give the website. Hey, you're a full. No, I make an Evan Schickel joke.
Yeah, no, that's you right. You want to know something?
That's it.
At all costs, make jokes because. You know, like you said, Jack, you know, that was your chant. That was, like, right there. Like, that might have been the last one. I mean, you guys, you know.
If you get new friend requests.
You know,
on,
disco is
internet,
getting a little.
Not a single one.
You know, you guys got to,
you
know.
Nobody heard you,
Jack. And.
What was that?
No, zero friend requests.
No, let me tell you something.
I said. Oh, no, go ahead.
Well, what I was going to say was that.
Well, you're still saying it.
You know, that could have been your chance, Jack, to get a little bit of. Traffic or notoriety, but instead you decided to do what any great pal would do, and that was make a joke.
Inside joke.
I made the joke twice.
Yeah,
see?
But the inside
joke.
Because
then the music cut out.
You know what's funny, though? But, Jack, you complain so much about insidery material, but then you made the most insider joke you can possibly make. Who knows who Evan Schickel is? Yeah, on your show, at your gig, the one where you...
It was a dumb
idea.
You were like,
it was like,
what do you want from me?
It was like you were the Rolling Stones, and you said, hey, I'm Aerosmith, or something weird, like backwards like that, or some shit.
I'm sweating.
What a great joke that was. Yeah.
The music was great. The music was great. A lot of people were like...
Sorry, go on. I'm being rude tonight because I'm in a bad mood. I got to talk about this
Are
kid, Evan,
really?
Pizza Face, and this motherfucker. Go on, Armando. Come on.
It was just crazy. You know.
But why
are you in a bad mood?
No, we're gonna get to that. You need to play music, all right? We know you're grandfathered into this
do
show, but tonight is the night you need to do your job.
I sublet the slot.
Yeah, Jeremy subletted the spot. And by the way, I will get to that. I'm not 100% pleased with the Gunwash staff. I love you guys, don't get me wrong, but there are a few things to talk about.
A few loose screws.
Man, I got a lot of tongue in my mouth today.
And you know, it's important. Because believe it or not, out there, guys, we do have a franchise here.
Hello, this is Sarah, and you're listening to Gunwash.
We do. You know, it's not... This ain't like a fake thing. I mean, we really do. It's important that we talk about these
Sounds
problems
Sounds pretty
together.
Whack right now.
Well, let me tell you something. You're going to listen back and be glad that we talked about it, because we need to talk about these problems all the time. And
what?
In fact, if you need to call in and talk about the problems with us, or if you have any suggestions or comments, because I got nothing, 718-497-2128. Last time I checked, the phone lines are open. If we take calls, then that's... One, eight, four, 9, 7.
I forgot. Already.
1.
Like, that was too slow. I don't even remember 2-8. The number.
And so, yeah, Jack pretends. So they do this party, and then, you know, Jack pretends to be Evan all night. And then basically what I do is I just take that and I just pretend that I'm part of that content so that I can fill up half of my show. And that's how I entertain.
You're
people.
Not coming to the next one.
Oh, I know. I'm not invited. Yeah, I know. I'm no longer.
So if you just
yeah.
show up, they're going to have a basically,
there's
the
a picture
guy has,
like, I'm Bart Simpson. Like, there's a picture. Do not let this guy in, basically. Yeah. Yeah.
With Rectek's face on.
Yeah, with Rectek's face. Rectek doesn't like me. Jack doesn't like me. Jeremy definitely doesn't like me. The only one left I got is Max Bode. Evan likes me, but it's a whole situation.
He has to like you.
I like you.
So you hosted the after party, Armando?
Pretty much.
No, yeah, you're the guy that basically incited it. Guy Lebowski was there.
Armando is the one that rolled the swivel chair out of the bedroom when the girl started getting naked.
Oh, so he made it possible.
That was his job.
Oh, so he made it. He sort of clued in the crowd that it was time to party.
Sarah almost got naked. I'm playing.
Sarah's.
You see, my jokes are that terrible. You see,
good,
I always fuck
no,
shit up.
Not getting naked tonight.
I think I'm an extremist. Like,
can't be doing that. I'll talk the truth to you 100%, Sarah. I'll tell you one thing. Yeah, we, you know. Listen, out here, sometimes, you know, men, we like to see girls naked.
You know, save the friendships.
You may have to deal with it.
Not me.
And we don't give you health insurance, so you may just have to sit tight. Oh, wait. Or maybe that was, maybe you can just, I don't know.
Anyways, what's up with Jack listening to politics? I seen that.
No, listen, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? I'm not even. What screenshot?
There was a screenshot I took, and Jack was listening to Gunwash, and then like a few minutes later, he started listening to some politics about something.
Yeah, well, he needs to be informed. He's a producer at a radio station. It's not actually a radio station. It's a
broadcast. I can't listen to something
broadcast.
Like that.
It's a broadcast network.
Once I listen to Gunwash, I gotta like chill. Like, I'm like, whoa.
You really feel like you need to do that?
Like, I walk around for a few minutes.
Oh, producer in the house! We got producer in the studio live. Jack, what do you have to say to the show?
The equipment's broken.
Yeah, the equipment's broken.
I imagine
great.
My mic was never on this whole time.
I love the fact that my show can't be heard. I've been doing this every day for 6 years, and no one can hear it.
This is our first gay couple in the window.
Yeah.
I gotta tell you guys.
No, you're bugging. We have many gay couples.
That's what Spliff is doing is really like meta somehow. Oh, yeah. My mic's is on for real. No.
So listen, Max. I know you went out and had your little like your smoke break, but by the way, first of all, let me ask: are you like almost ready?
Oh, I booked a guest for next week.
I'm ready.
Okay, so Max is ready. Jack, what?
I booked Helen Hollyman for next week.
Don't
it's
you
official.
Have 6 minutes?
That's great. Me and Helen Hollyman, we look at. I don't know. You know.
I think we should go to music.
No, look. We're gonna go to music in 1 second. But let me tell you something. You know how like people sometimes say, Aaron, you got to stop like looking at these chicks like in the weird way. You know what I mean? Because I'm like a creepo. Helen, she kind of looks me up and down, and we kind of both, you know, we both kind of look each other over.
I could imagine you guys, you know, doing it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if that's
in the
really,
bathroom.
Nah, I don't know if we really want to do it, but I think we both appreciate each other's, you know, whatever. You know. She knows I'm in here, you know, doing my thing. You know, she does the food thing, I do the nonsense.
Well, you guys
thing.
Sit in the same chair. What do you expect?
Her vibes are in my butt.
Smell the chair.
Smell the chair, girl. Smell the chair. Feel the chair. Be the chair. Sit in the chair.
That's me, what's my name? Landlord's lawyer.
Yeah. Wow. That's coming up next segment. You don't even know what's coming up.
Hey, I'm Lucy, and I'm listening to Gunwash.
Yeah. Well, listen, I must say before you go on again, Max,
my sister will probably fuck you.
I was rather impressed because, to my knowledge, you had not mixed a DJ live before,
and the minute Max gets on the decks, all the equipment breaks.
That's
some shit.
Well, no, but also, Jack, remember, there's this whole
produced by Max Bode.
But remember,
Engineered by Max Bode.
Remember, Jack, there was this whole crew of fucking weirdos in here earlier that were stomping all over. Yes, no, they did, definitely. Because
bullshit.
Because Max Bode, because actually, to combat what you said, I have this thing that Max Bode sort of just like sits down at something and he's just good at it automatically. And I think this last set proved that.
Half the listeners didn't tune out.
And to be honest with you, I'm pretty excited to hear it. I mean, we might have a replacement.
For real?
Yep.
I mean, we might be replacing our DJ.
No. Want to be replaced.
Hey, hey!
No.
Jeremy's replacing me.
All right, look.
Jeremy wants to kill me coming up next.
You are listening to Gunwash. Hey, Gunwash, you're talking to the press. What's up?
You thought that was a caller?
Oh, I thought you said caller. No.
We're just pranking with each other.
Embarrass myself some more. You know, hey Jack, you know what this is like? This is like one of those pictures of like
this
kids.
Is a bad podcast.
Yeah. This is like a bad podcast.
This is it.
I'm so looking at it. Tell anyone to tune in.
Our worst nightmare. Look,
today's program has been brought to you by Cain Vineyard and Winery.
Yeah, I just got a text from Lucy saying,
"Shout out
don't,
to the winery.
Don't what? Play that
sit,
drop.
Don't play me talking. I just had a heart attack and died. All right, so we have more enemies, I guess. Great.
Hey, I'm Lucy, and I'm listening to Gunwash.
Damn, she's so hot, though.
A million more times.
All right, good. So you know, this is actually good. So if you're tuning in, you are hearing I wouldn't call him a sub. I mean, he's a close pal, but he's DJing tonight in place of Herbert Spliffington because. Herbert Spliffington, of course, has to DJ The Late Show tonight with Jack Insley, so yeah. I guess this is Max Bode's second set of all time, ever.
I hope the equipment works.
Yeah, hopefully we can get stereo, not mono
She's
this time. Thank
fire.
You, production.
She's
fucking 2013
fire.
Already.
Tell me about it.
All right, so please, gunwash.com, and of course, heritageradionetwork.org. If you want to call in, the number here is 718-497-2128. Jack Insley is our producer. He gets shouted out a lot, but... I'll do it anyway because he's nice to me or whatever. And please pull up the music. Gunwash.
Sex and drugs and rock and roll is all my brain and body need. Sex and drugs and rock and roll. Sex and drugs and rock and roll is all my brain and body need. Sex and drugs and rock and roll. Very good indeed. Keep your silly ways or throw them out the window. The wisdom of your ways, I've been there and I know lots of other ways. What a jolly bad show. If all you ever do is business you don't like. Sex and drugs and rock and roll. Sex and drugs and rock and roll. Sex and drugs and rock and roll is very good indeed. Every bit of clothing ought to make you pretty. You can cut the clothing, grey is such a pity. I should wear the clothing of Mr. Walter Mitty. See my tailor, he's called Simon. I know it's going to fit. Bit of advice, you're quite welcome, it is free. Don't do nothing that is cut price. You know what they'll make you be. They will try their tricky device, trap you with the ordinary. Get your teeth into a small slice, the cake of liberty. And drugs and rock and roll. Sex 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 and drugs and rock and roll.
suntan lotion in that bottle of yours. Spread it all over my peeling skin, baby. That feels real good. All this skirt, lapping up the sun. Lap me up. Why don't you come on and lap me up? Looking at the beaches. Well, they got another one just lying down on the sand dunes. I better go take a swim and see if I can cool down a little bit. 'Cause you and me, woman, we got a lot of things on our minds. You know what I mean? Walking on the beaches, looking at the beaches. For women, that's what I preach. Preach your man. Walking on the beaches, looking at the beaches.
Well, you tried it just for once, found it alright for kicks. But now you find out that it's a habit that sticks. And you're an orgasm addict. You're an orgasm addict. Sneaking in the back door with dirty magazines. So your mother wants to know what all the stains on your jeans. And you're an orgasm addict. You're still giving me that and you meet your pope. And you're an orgasm addict. You're an orgasm addict. You're a kicker, son of a. You're no Joseph Pizza. Live on a fucking yourself to death. Orgasm addict. You're an orgasm addict.
Six, as I got a gun in his brain, that's driving me insane. And I don't like the ride, so push the piss aside. And baby, I won't care, 'cause baby, I don't scare. 'Cause I'm a reborn maggot using Jim Ward Fair. I'm a demon, I still feel why I think.
Yo,
I can hear you, but can you hear me? If you got bad internet, you can still go to gunwash.com.
Ah, beautiful. Ha, play me, play me, play. Yo, hey, Max, just let it rock, and Max and Jack will take you out appropriately.
Out to Jerry Jones. Out to Jerry Jones. Congratulations on making it to day 4 of the 90-day challenge. Congratulations.
To see, you know, I'm lucky enough to be able to see the soundboard from here. Nah, it's okay. One of these days, you know, one of these days Aaron will have his own board to look at, but for now I sit here and I watch Jack's board, and I have to be honest with you, this is the first time of the evening that I've seen both channels show in color.
It's all Jeremy's fault,
I'm only
too.
Getting
that's the
right
thing.
It was all Jeremy's fault. You know, Jeremy was like the subject of the whole second segment of this show. He's coming back. Max, you better not leave. You got another. You have to another set.
No. I'm gonna go use the bathroom. Okay. And then I'm gonna come back.
All right. Well.
Good music, man.
Yeah.
I'm only getting right channel.
Yeah. That don't Evan.
Evan, can you leave?
Christ.
Can you fucking leave him alone? Seriously.
Holy shit.
Can you leave him alone?
Wow.
And let him do his job. Evan's gotta get into every fucking thing. He's gotta get into everyone's problems. What is it about you that you adopt problems from people? You're adopting me as a problem.
I am.
Evan's like, Jack's like, all Jack is trying to do. Oh, hey, co-host. Yeah, you know you're late for your segment too.
Jeremy was outside and we're talking about
it's time
segment.
For our no bump, Mondo. No bumper. It's time for our Mondo. Please give me something.
Yo, well, my phone's dead. I can't tweet at people. I'm scared to use the internet right now.
Well, we're waiting for Jeremy to get
and
back
we're
in.
We're just
so
talking
talk.
About that right now, but I guess we don't want to go fencing anymore.
Well, no, we will speak about it because we're not fencing anyone, and I have my piece to say about it, and I think it's rather ridiculous. But,
I got tickets to a gun range.
Jack's sitting down at the board, so maybe that means I should just...
He's going to take down the computer.
Well, thank you for tuning into Gunwash. That was Mr. Max Bow. That was his second DJ set he's ever done.
Oh, and, it works.
Yeah,
now I can hear myself. I thought I like...
You happy now, Evan?
Yeah, I am.
Now all he needs is a pizza, and then he'll be just crappy.
It hurt my ears.
Well, thank you, Jack, for taking your time to
I think you
fix
can't get no
boards.
More pieces until like, you fix gunwash.com.
Yeah, seriously.
Hey, I'm waiting on Aaron.
Hey,
For what?
For designs.
No, stop excuses.
You're not a man
no,
of excuses.
No. We need to be able to hear things no matter what, live.
You can.
We need to...
Don't these guys look so happy?
They do.
Frown.
Why are you taking that? Why are you bringing that up? Just to distract me?
Me? I've never sat in the studio. I'm like a kid, you know? I don't even... Yeah.
For those of you listening at gunwash.com or at heritageradionetwork.org, if you don't know...
Or iTunes.
We had to have Max Bode actually come in and DJ this week.
Why?
Well, we're happy to have him. I mean, he's playing good music, and he's a close friend and all this, but, you know... We did it. I guess someone was kind of joking with me. They were saying Jeremy wasn't going to DJ tonight
because
he was mad or because of Armando. But I'll get to that as soon as I get in here.
He was just, I think, because he was smoking a cigarette. I just boogied on him. I think I smoked my cigarettes too fast. That's what it was.
I think I need him in here. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like this is a germ.
Yeah, can we get him in here? You know, because it's like I want to talk about it, and everyone's here, and
we're waiting TikTok.
Well, no, it's less about the time, and it's more about like how important it is that I get across that
I can't go shadow boxing
across to my fellow staff members like the importance of this shit right here. Because for those of you who don't know, the reason Max Bode was DJing tonight wasn't only because of we wanted to have Max Bode. Well, we're happy to have him, but it was also because Jeremy feels, since he's doing full service,
he was
going to
go on
tonight,
strike, basically.
Well, no, he feels as though because he's going to DJ after tonight on the show that's after us called Full Service, and because of that, yeah, what happened?
Bathroom.
Oh, bathroom. Great. So now he's never coming back.
Oh man.
Like 15 minutes before he gets back here. It'll be time to hear Max play punk music again.
Yep.
By the time he gets back here.
And it was crazy because Max had 15 minutes.
What happened? Can I actually talk to you about this, because it's written in to talk to Jeremy about it, but since he's not here,
talk to me.
Listen, we've been we built this institution around the idea that, you know, we sort of got together to play music that we like and to talk about stuff that we like, and you know, the fact that our community is important, so people should have the
Can
right...
Can you, like, look at me when you talk to me?
...to know about it. It's hard for me to... I don't... That's not exactly
that's not
how
his
I do
Steve,
it. It's not
man.
What I do.
No. Look at your titties, though.
And I don't know exactly what's going on.
All right.
But,
well, Jerm knows what's going on. He's here.
Hey, whoa. Everyone, relax, please. Please, this is important. It's like a...
Yeah, I'm having a heart attack because, like, I know what's going on. I already know what's going on.
I'm not...
Spliff and I know what's going on.
This isn't good.
That
this
Dyson Airblade is amazing.
This isn't going into anyone's folio. We don't have to worry about this. This is fine. All I'm saying is I'm home this weekend. I go to see my family this weekend. My parents are like getting divorced. It's like the weirdest thing you could ever imagine in your life.
Well, I mean, it happened to me.
It happens to everyone. Everyone's parents are divorced. I have no right to be upset about that. And then I get this message I get a message from Jeremy.
Oh.
Herbert Spliffington.
ASAP! The high is high, I'm high.
I don't even know what you're playing right now.
Either.
That's ASAP. I don't even know what that is.
Jeremy calls me up and says, I'm not going to read it verbatim. He won't want that. But basically, he says, now keep in mind, I want to let you know that I know like the staff likes to play jokes on me once in a while because that's the style of how things go around here. But they said that you wouldn't play tonight because of the texts that you sent me this weekend. Now wait, please. I was informed this weekend that in some way, I'm only gonna say the name because, you know, production, on the production side of this show, certain tasks are given out to certain people. And I was told by Jeremy, who, look, I value Jeremy very highly here. I mean, listen, we started doing tapes together long before Gunwash. There's other stuff going on there. And I'm telling you, if this Twitter thing is going to cause Jeremy to leave this show...
It didn't cause him to leave the show, though.
No. Look, Jeremy is paranoid, and I understand that. He was only paranoid for a day. I understand that and identify with him on that because I also suffer from paranoia. But if something is going to cause Jeremy to leave this show, I will 100%... stop the show. I will 100% end the show. If there is something that's going to really cause this guy...
You're taking it to the next level because it wasn't
that. I want to know... When I asked Jeremy what happened, he wouldn't tell me. He said he doesn't want to say. Now, after this, I spoke to Jack, and I heard some kind of rhetoric related to... Someone said something on the Twitter that went... Now, just let me... Just hear me out. Someone said something to, like, a... I don't even want to say it. Like, someone said something about, like, the ASAP mob or something like that.
Which is totally untrue.
Listen, do you understand that I listen to, like, Kenny Loggins all... Like, I don't...
Yeah,
listen,
I don't even know who they are,
look,
bro.
Look, dude, listen. There was a time when we all, you know, went really hard and we collected hip-hop tapes, and those were the really, really
That's
good
right.
days. Those were the really good days where it was, like, Pete Rock and CL Smooth and then...
Out
the,
to Despot.
The Bay Area stuff, and then we all really got into Gangstar and Wu-Tang and Capone and Noriega and the War Report and all this stuff, and we went crazy on mixtapes and Master tapes without labels and Max the Killer, you know, Killer Army, all that. And there was that time, and there was that time in our life, and I'll never not like that stuff. But I mean, you know, I listen to like David Sanborn and Al Jarreau. I don't know what. I understand he's a musician. I understand he's great. But what does that have to do with me? Why is my prized possession my very most favorite selector that I have worked with him for years to try and make him stick with this? Why is Twitter, which by the way, I don't give a fuck about. I'm sorry. I know production says Armando needs to be on Twitter, and I'm
really... I only do it because I'm good at it.
I'm not saying you're bad at it. If it's going to cause the show to crumble, we'll put a stop to it.
Now, but you're taking it to the next context because, like, no one said it was that extreme.
Someone did say it was that extreme,
but I didn't do that though.
No one said that you did anything. No one said that you did anything. No one said that Jeremy did anything. All I said was, if something as fucking stupid as Twitter is going to cause my...
Look what it was. Let me tell you what it was.
Please.
I guess what Jeremy was just telling me was that no one gets my jokes on the internet. So basically, I'm not going to tweet at people that know me downtown then or something. I'm going
to
just tweet back to the people that, you know, do want to get down with us. Because I had... Sometimes, I just told Spliff... I'll tweet to somebody, and then they'll just instead of writing back to me, they'll just start following us or something.
I don't want you to stop telling jokes. I love that they don't get your jokes. I don't want them to get your jokes. Your jokes are for us. That's for us.
So if Jeremy is gonna be nervous because yeah, I've been scared to use the internet already. I haven't even tweeted in days.
And I say Jeremy, who is it? And he says, I don't want to tell you. I can't tell you.
And it's already been deaded. Like, first it was
whoever
even,
it is. I don't care.
First it was even those ASAP people because them dudes is like It was even
yeah. Then. That was like a
that was different.
That was like a side novelty.
Yeah, all right. Really. It was, and that was even had to do with the radio.
Thing. There was a second thing entirely.
All right. Yeah. So what was it? Come Kill Me.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying though. Like that's why the first what you was talking about was kind of like next level because it wasn't even like that.
Well, so then what do I know? All I know is I get texts that are saying that something is really really bad. Look, if there's a rapper out there that wants to kill me, please fucking kill me. Like I want to die. Like
weed,
I don't
probably a weed guy.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, a weed guy. Okay. Weed guy, coke guy, crack guy, come kill, please. Do you want my address? Like my producer will give you my address. Like come kill me. Like I want to die.
It's a running joke.
Huh?
117 East Second Street.
Yeah, it's a wrong address, but you're close though. Who's this?
What is it actually?
I'm not saying it on the air. My producer. If you want to know my address, my producer or my head of technology will glad
said
you
tell
give my
everyone.
Address. No, I said they would.
Oh.
I'm not going to give it out. I ain't a son.
Pay attention.
If you want to come kill me, come kill me. Fine. This is what... It is my job, responsibility, and passion to deliver unadulterated entertainment to my loyal listeners who believe in this type of entertainment. And if there is something that will cause that to end... I will take extreme measures.
No, see, the content isn't the problem. It's our promo.
Oh, my God.
All right, so give me a... Give me a fucking Mixler account. I don't know. Whatever. Whatever you got to do. All I got to say is, you know, most important thing...
I kind of feel like disrespected in a sense because, like, it wasn't even me. Like, I don't even know what's going on.
No one said you did anything. I'm saying, Jack... Armando needs to run the Twitter, so he runs the Twitter. But what's going on?
And I run it, and then we get publicity, and then people hate on the publicity.
All right, so it's
people hating on things that they wish they can say.
All right, fine, and that's great, and I am happy for that. All I'm saying is, if it's gonna cause our internal staff,
we just find out that might cause it because, like, on some real shit, like I don't even know what's going on.
Who caused it?
Great song,
Mike.
Mike. Good Mike. Call. Good call.
Mike, what?
I didn't say anything about
it.
All right.
I didn't, Armando, I don't want you to stop using the Twitter. I value your jokes and your content and your segment and everything you
give
to the show.
Look what I think we should just do.
I just don't want Jeremy to leave.
All right, and Jeremy's not leaving.
All right, but people are
not leaving.
When I walked in, Jack said Jeremy quit.
Yeah, and that was like a joke.
All
man.
Right, but I'm gullible. I'm gullible. So
that's a hilarious joke.
All right, it's a hilarious joke. I'm not laughing that much. I'm laughing a little bit.
You'll laugh later.
Later. By the way, Max, I see you smiling. It's almost time for you to get on the deck, dude.
I'm never using the internet again.
No one said to do that.
I have 10.
Can you just break the fucking news already?
Oh, yeah. Here's the other thing. My life is over. I'm going to live in an... Okay. Evan Schicklin got an apartment together.
Yay!
All right, here. Listen, I got this one. This is this last item to get to. Armando, I don't want you to stop using Twitter, and I'm not...
No one said to stop using Twitter.
No, it wasn't. And that rant wasn't made to offend you. That rant was made to make people understand that it's important that I don't... It's important that everyone in here knows... I don't care about, like, anyone that has beef. I don't want... Like, beef is, like, I have a responsibility.
And it's
to entertain, and that's all.
Mine, too.
All right. So, Jeremy, if there was something red that happened, I received alarming texts. If alarming texts are going through the staff, then
please... He should have texted me, and that's
check
it.
Check it out. And I did. I did do that.
And he texted, all right.
He didn't even have to text you.
All right, so I was alarmed.
I just don't want people to not listen to us.
I want.
Simple as that.
Yeah. All right. Fine. So.
But people do listen. Like, so if someone tweets.
So if Robin Williams said fuck Gunwash, then all right, everyone. So
people
then no
will
Robin
listen.
Williams.
Yeah,
well,
but
no.
If Robin
no,
Williams
no.
Coke dealer says don't listen to Gunwash, then that's a whole lot of people who don't want
to
listen to Gunwash.
All right. Well, look. I never tweeted to people like that. Dude.
Yeah, but maybe you don't know that. That's
dude, funny. I'm like, I don't know what Coke dealer. Like, come on. Like,
me,
throw me a bone
I'm
here. Like, I don't know anyone here. Like,
I told you what it was. It was ASAP Mob. And a random Jamaican. And my point was, why is there a random Jamaican also mad? Because we already knew about the ASAP.
Probably mad because we played...
No one give me a password and a username.
No, Armando, no one's yelling at you. We're not saying give up.
We're just trying to understand.
It's fucking chick.
All right, it's probably because we fucking play dance hall and then say gay shit. Okay, deal with it.
I don't think that's it. I don't think that's it at all. I think it's literally like people don't get
jokes.
All right, fine. So then they'll get jokes.
Hold
all
on.
Right.
Don't cut me off. When people don't get jokes and they think that they're being made fun of, they get mad.
All right, fair enough.
And that's
so don't make
it is. It's not that. You can keep making all your jokes. It's just that, like, some people don't holler at them again.
I'm going to do it like how it was back in the day. Gunwash follows zero people.
No, look, one person. I don't want...
no, I think you follow Jim Carrey only.
Yeah.
I don't want you to...
It's not about followers. Followers is fine. I'm talking about people who are just not receptive to what we're bringing.
All right, fine. So
why cater to them? We don't need to bother.
All right, fine.
That's
all right.
It.
All right.
That's
all.
It.
Okay. Meanwhile, I got a list of things that Evan gave me that he's going to bring into the apartment.
You still want to go arm wrestling with me?
We can do that right now.
Cool.
All right, just for the last couple of minutes here, because
I lost.
Gunwash. And fucking, I almost like lost my shit. I didn't lose my shit. And Armando, you don't need to be offended by me. I'm not trying to offend you. I'm trying to get to the bottom of what happened.
No, I've offended Armando. I'm the guy who did that. I
didn't get offended.
I'm going to own it.
I didn't even get offended.
No. I'm
going
to own it. I did it.
I didn't even get offended.
You know what?
Sad.
And it's my bad, half and half. And we've walked through it by talking.
Yeah.
That's how
all right,
work
there you go.
With pals.
And if any Jamaican...
Shout out to Max!
And if any Jamaican wants to kill me, come kill me, please. Jesus Christ.
Producer lives at 131 Star Street. Jack Inslee, 131 Star Street.
Yeah, you could kill him first.
Yep. Dude, they're the best Takis in Bushwick are right around the corner.
Yeah, and let me tell you something. He'll give up. You go to 131 Star Street, he'll you can kill him 100%, and then he'll give up my address in 2 seconds.
The door is unlocked.
No problem at all. Door's unlocked.
Door's
walk right on
unlocked.
Up. Walk right on up. Kill us.
There's probably going to be 2 19-year-old Puerto Ricans smoking dirt weed.
We want to be killed. Oh, and in comes our DJ.
Selector.
Our selector.
I'm glad Max wasn't in here because he doesn't want to see me all sad.
You're back to normal now. All right, look, we were going to talk about Evan Schickel and the whole situation with Bushwick and me and out here and Jack and all that, but we can't because we've run out of time. It's time
my sister
to,
will probably fuck you.
It is time to get to the
you
next
You have eight
segment.
Minutes left, my man.
Yeah, we have 8 minutes? Oh, yeah. Look at the outline here. Let's see. 8:32.
You know, I don't like the fact that you guys are moving to Bushwick, actually.
Yeah, I don't like it either. Tell me about it.
We're consolidating into Brooklyn. That's great news.
No, look, here's my thing is that as soon as I gave the green light that I was moving to
Aaron, getting away from those downtown weirdos. Best move.
Okay, fine, fair enough, and I understand what I understand where you're coming from on that, and I get you, and I guess that's what we're doing. But my whole thing was with Evan. Now, like, I don't know if you guys ever like worked with I remember back in the 2005-2006
Odd Couple.
You're gonna find
Evan shaving his pubes in the bathroom.
Hey,
caller,
Gunwash, you're talking to the press.
Hi, I just wanted to say to put Slippington back on. Max Boda set stuff.
Well, hey, what are you going to do? Tonight was Max.
Hey, give me your address.
Tonight was Max. Hey, if any Jamaicans come after you, just send them to 131
ASAP.
Star Street. Yeah.
ASAP Jamaica.
I'm about to go fucking right. I'm about to start tagging Gunwash in fucking Harlem.
That's a great idea.
I'll come with you, Armando.
Yeah.
Real talk. Right. Only tweet at drug dealers.
Yeah, let's only tweet at dangerous people. I don't even know what tweeting is. Here we go.
Two divorced men share an apartment without driving each other crazy.
What a drop.
Oh, man. Perfect. Woo.
You want me to read to the audience? What?
I just want to interject here.
Please, because
Aaron is so destroyed moving in with Evan that this show has been a train wreck because he's so destroyed. He hasn't slept all week, and Evan hasn't slept all week.
I told
either.
Evan to get ready for dark times.
I think it's a pretty good show. I mean, I've been yelling.
Now, look. I remember, like I was saying before the interjection, I remember,
get ready for fucking Aaron spraying the bathroom every time you walk out the bathroom.
Yo, seriously, like I need like bleach everywhere, like in order, like it's not even about sharing space or sharing food. It's like your skin follicles, your skin cells, like the microscopic things that you leave around, like that gets on my fucking nerves. And also the fact that like I was like. You remember, for those of us who went to college or had roommates young, remember when you're young and you meet your roommate and it's like,
Oh boy.
You bring the TV, I'll bring the Xbox, and you bring the coffee maker, and I can't wait to like get a table.
Evan's gonna, I have a mini fridge.
Dude, exactly. Evan's gonna walk in the first day and be like, solo cups, you know what that means. Bing bong balls, yeah, eat a caca, yeah. That's the last thing I need. I don't want to live with anyone. I'm very, very upset about having to give up my butterscotch Second Street living alone life.
You think reruns of Frasier?
Yeah, we're gonna be watching Frasier.
No cable.
When oh yeah. By the way, no TV. I don't want a TV in my house. Evan, we go see this place. We go see this place.
What's Golden Girls?
Where? By where though?
I don't know.
Golden Girls.
I don't know.
I
don't know.
Somewhere over there.
I don't know.
How to stop. You can't at least tell me to stop.
No, I don't know how to get there. They put a burlap sack over my head and they drop me off there. I walk in the door and I go to sleep. I wake up in the morning. I get in a car. They drive me to work. Then they do that all over again. I don't know where I live. I don't know the street. I don't know the area. I don't know anything about it. I don't want to know. And this guy Evan brings me out there, and then he got me. He got me sold on the place. And we're like, all right, well, we're sold on the place. All right, let's go. Let's get it. All right, fucking kill me, I guess. End my life now. Fine, fair enough. We'll live close to Jack Inslee. I guess we can be deathy together.
Yep.
Thank God. And then we're walking home, and Evan says, wait, I got to stop in here at McDonald's. First of all, the kid got food poisoning 2 days ago. Out of this fucking world. And you can tell he goes to McDonald's a lot because he like seen it. No. I don't care what you say. You saw it from a mile away. You saw it from a mile away and you were like, oh, gosh, I've been here. I said, you're bugging. He walks in. I'm like, and I just wait outside. When he comes out of the McDonald's door with his like bag, I'm like, I'm not doing this. I won't live with you. You can't. And he will confirm that I asked him to eat the McDonald's outside of my apartment.
And I did.
Yeah. And he did.
4 minutes till max, but. Yeah.
Thanks a lot. All right, so here, for all you listeners out there who are on gunwatch.com or heritageradionetwork.org, let me read to you the list of things that Evan will be installing.
It's the splashdown with Max Boone.
Let me read to you the list of things that Evan will be stocking in my apartment. Mine.
In the main room.
In the main room. I know, we've agreed, but
Kodachrome.
Now listen, you gotta let me decorate, because let me tell you something. I know a few things about it, alright?
And you gotta understand, I mean, we've been working on aesthetic things for years. I like your aesthetic.
Alright, so
all I'm asking,
my aesthetic is to kill you and leave you dead in a dumpster.
I got a question, though.
That's fine. Just make sure Dexter gets fed.
All right,
how
fine.
Long are you guys gonna live together?
Forever. It's over. I will never have a
stop everything. Kelly's on the phone.
This is Gunwash. You're talking to the press.
I'm very upset about this whole move thing.
Okay, I don't want to talk about it anymore, Kelly. I'm sorry. You got two calls tonight. You got too many calls.
No time.
Tonight,
what
Kelly?
Do you think about the music?
But one of them was a technical thing.
About what?
You know, yeah, the AOL.
The mic's not even on.
Oh my God, Jack! I don't know what she's talking about. The AOL. She's like an old Yenta.
Goodbye.
What is going on? She's like, my DSL ain't working.
All right, since we're on the way out and since we've never gotten a Spliffington drop before, I guess this is the time that we get the Spliffington drop. So, Jack, if you would please drop all our mics and let Herbert Spliffington please do a Gunwash drop, if you would, please. Thank you. Starting
now. Wait, go. Hey, it's Herbert Spliffington, and you're listening to Gunwash.
That was nice.
That was the first drop I didn't fuck up. All right, so before we go to music, we got 1 minute. It's going to be Max Boat again for the evening, and then of course following that will be Full Service Radio with Herbert Spliffington. And of
can
course,
I do a drop?
Yeah, absolutely. Please go ahead.
Hey Claire from Roberta's, I love you. This is Jack, and I'm at Gunwash.
I saw her. She won't look at me. She's mad because she heard me talking about her one time.
She's probably mad at me.
Nah, she's mad at me. Well, maybe she's mad at you, and she just gets mad at people that you're associated with.
I went up to her and I said, "Yo, I had a dream about you." She was like, "That's weird."
Yeah, you're weird.
Was I naked? And yeah. I was like, I wish.
Yeah, bad story. Thanks.
Hey,
okay,
all right.
So what's your drop,
Evan? Oh, Evan's never done a drop.
I've never done a drop before.
Okay, fine. It's
Evan. Say something
turn.
Like
fine.
Good.
Do something good, though, please.
Hey, this is Gunwash, and you're listening to the sounds of Evan Schickel.
Wow. That was like you switched it up. You're officially a comedian, and I got no more beer.
Hey, what's up?
All right, so before we go to music, which is going to be in a second, it's going to be Max Bode. I got to give you guys the list of things. I got to give you guys the list of things that Evan said he's going to move into our apartment.
Never really
never want to come
actually,
over.
You know what? You want to know something?
Fuck that.
Yeah, let's just go to music.
That's just kind of whack.
Yeah, let's go to music.
Armando, let's never go over to that
house.
Yeah,
we'll talk about it next week. We had a funny list of things, but look.
It's done. It's settled. Let's go to Alex Seals.
All right.
Max, call Alex.
They got a strange, you guys got like a little strange, like, you know, like love thing going on right now. You're listening to Gunwash. And of course, if you want to call in for late call-ins, it's 718-497-2128. You can hear us every Thursday at 7:30 p.m. on gunwash.com. And, you know, if you go to gunwash.com and press play at any time, you'll hear something. And, of course, heritageradionetwork.org. And now the sounds of Max.
Can we retire the Who? I can't even keep levels on that thing. It's out of control.
Max a million.
That better yelling than
Max
Aaron.
A million bowed on the ones and ones.
Okay, Ric Flair.
Nice.
Yeah, nice. Thanks a lot for not being able to play music. He's playing music, so bring him up. Great. What an ending.
My name's Armando and I
yeah,
don't like
an,
pizza.
What an ending.
I got all of this.
Man. You see, I really get to fuck up Gunwash.
No, dude, you're plugged in, my dude. Check the back of your shit. No, this cable does not work.
Aaron hates me.
I love all this shit.
Spliffington hates me. Jeremy hates me. Max Bowe loves me. Jack hates me, but they do love me at the same time because I call them my friends. Nobody likes my poems. Yo, Aaron, anyways, are mics still on or no?
Because if they are, I believe so.
If they are, let's talk about stuff because my feet actually stink today.
Like Doritos?
Nah, they don't stink like Doritos.
And we lose it again.
Gun wash is canceled.
Evan's like trying to get into the fucking mix with things.
Gun wash is canceled.
Yeah, well. Alright, well, that kind of bummed me out.
Aaron's really gonna kill himself.
No, you did. Dude, you did so well. That wasn't your fault.
This is the sound.
This is the sound of the Sabbath. This is the sound of the Sabbath.
Every lousy Monday morning, he thought death comes crashing over our home. 10 o'clock, Broadmoor siren, driving me mad, won't leave me alone. So I'm on next door to sister, she hasn't come out once ever since her husband died. This is the sound.
This is the sound of the sabbaths. This is the sound of the sabbaths.
Yeah.
if you like chainsaws, go to gunwash.com at 5 a.m.
If efficiency and progress is ours once more, now that we have the neutron bomb, it's nice and quick and clean and get things done. Away with the sense and know me, but know this value to proper. The film's gonna be flashing a light. We've got this million twist away. At last we have more room to play. Our systems don't make you the fool of the night. Gotta kill, 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 kill the fool. Kill, 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 kill the fool. Kill, 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 kill the fool of the night. You kindly start to worry again. A life's of the reason you must live in right. Jane Fonda on the screen today. If it's the liberals, it's okay. So let's get dressed and so in the night. Oh, kill, 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 kill the poor. Kill, 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 kill the poor. Kill, 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 kill the poor. Kill, 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 kill the poor.
Hey, what's up? 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 This is John Norris, and you're listening to the Heritage Radio Network.
Kiss all the pretty ones goodbye. Give everyone a penny that cries.
This is Evan Schickel, and you've been listening to Gunwash.
Kiss all the pretty ones goodbye. Give everyone a penny that cries. You can throw all my tranquil pills away. Let my blood pressure go on its way. 'Cause my autumn's done come, my autumn's done come, done come. Let those I don't care days begin. I'm tired of holding my stomach in. No more slinky vogue dolls for me. I'll take Sears and Roebuck dolls gladly. 'Cause my autumn's done.
love.